Amen. Hallelujah. I want to observe protocol before we begin to bring the word. We have a guest among us all the way from Kenya. And I want us to give him a Wisdom Assembly welcome, Bishop Simon Obunga, all the way from Kenya. Bishop, we appreciate you visiting with us this morning, and we pray that we'll get to know you more, you get to know us more, and God will bless your coming. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Please, if you have your Bibles, open with me. We want to continue the part two of the message we started last week. How many of you still remember the title? If you remember the title, shout it. Oh my God. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to leave ministry. Because you don't remember what he's taught you. Hallelujah. Who remembers the title of last week's message? If you remember, shout it out. Oh, the word and sound is showing in. To be honest with you, it's a shame that you received the word of God and you can't even remember it a week later. And we're supposed to be hearers and doers of the word. God have mercy. But you know what? I'm doing my own bit. Amen? Make sure you do yours. Don't let the devil steal the word from your heart. Amen. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. Lord, once again, breathe upon your word. Let it minister life unto us. In Jesus' name. I can't go back to repeat all that we have said, even though you don't remember. But one thing I can say from here is, only the living can praise God. The dead cannot praise him. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 38 verse 18 to 19, for the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living. Everybody say the living. Oh, come on, say the living if you are alive. The living, he shall praise thee if you are alive and you have life in this place. I want you to shout the best hallelujah. He said, as I do this day, the Father to the children shall make known thy truth. David said in Psalm 51 and verse 12, he said, restore to me the joy of our salvation. Gratitude is now. Gratitude is everyday practice. Gratitude is not once in a while thing. Gratitude is not, oh, look at, because God did this, the one that is visible to you. But what you don't understand is that there are so many things that God does that are not visible to you. You are able to sleep. Some people slept in their homes and intruders came in and killed them. Some don't even have any reason at all. But you and I, we are able to sleep. We are able to wake up. Come on, somebody give him praise. Some people have lost their joy. The joy of their salvation. Salvation does not mean much to a lot of people this day. You don't remember the blood that was shed on your behalf. The blood that washed you, that put a new name upon your life. Hallelujah. To the extent that Christian life has become tedious. Christian life with no joy. That's a lie of the devil. Christian life with no passion. Christian life with no zeal. But David was not like that. David said, I was glad when they said to me what? Let us go into the house of the Lord. He wasn't questioning. Why do we have to go every time? Why do we have to read our Bible always? Why do we have to be in church every Sunday? My answer to people like that, why do you eat every day? Some of us here cannot do without eating 5 times a day. And you forget that the food is provided by God. You forget that the stomach you use to eat it and digest it is provided by God. Every enzyme that breaks down the food inside you to nourish you and is provided by God. Your ability to release the waste and push it out is by the grace of God. Because there are people who can't even do any. I remember when we were younger, when they give us food. How many of you remember? Some are food, but cannot eat. Some can eat, but have no food. We are food, and we can eat. Glory be to thee, O. Can you imagine? But now, you are given food. You just divide voraciously. No thanksgiving, no appreciation. All you notice after you finish is, it's not salty. May God forgive you. Amen. In Jesus' name. You see, all these things, ingratitude gets in your way. Gets in the way of your relationship with God. When we come before God, and every time it's give, give, give. Lord, I want. Lord, I want. Lord, I want. I don't like this. I want this. I don't like that. I want that. I remember a couple of years ago, when we were giving out toys during Christmas, like we're going to do this Christmas by God's grace. And there was this little boy. We gave him toys that was appropriate for his age. And this is the way most of us act. His mother didn't pay any money. He said he doesn't want that. That do we have so-so and so toy? I said, no. If you don't want that, leave it. And the mother said, take it and let's go. When you are not even grateful for that which God has given you. The Bible says, Psalm 100 verse 2, serve God with gladness. Amen. It becomes easy to serve God with gladness when you remember verse 3. Verse 3 says, He alone is God. So there's no substitute. When you know that there's no substitute to the one you are going to worship, there's no substitute to the one you are going to serve, then the one you have to serve, you serve with gladness. He says, acknowledge God. Acknowledge him as God. Nobody deserves praise, honor, and your wholehearted service like God. Why? Because he is God. He is God before you married. He is God before you got a job. He is God before you had a car. He is God before you became whatever you have become. He comes first. Tell your neighbor, he comes first. Oh, come on, say it with boldness. He comes first. That alone is a motivation to serve God with gladness. He also says, he made us. He's our manufacturer. We did not make ourselves. He put the emblem of life, his nature. He put it upon us. The Bible says that God molded dust in the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and man rose up a living soul. And then somebody will stand and receive eulogy that self-made man, self-made woman, self-made millionaire. Foolish. What did I say? Oh, come on, say it with boldness. Foolish. Foolish. Hallelujah. When we appreciate God first, because we understand he alone is God, then it will be easy to live our lives with gratitude. Be easy to serve him with gratitude. When you know that the wife you have, the husband you have, is the only one God has given you, you will treat that person well. Hallelujah. Some people don't treat their wives well because they have substitute girlfriends somewhere. Some women don't treat their husband well because they have a substitute boyfriend somewhere. Somebody say, devil is a liar. Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Don't give yourself credit for whatever blessing you have. Let the credit go to God. He made us, he owns us, he kills, and he makes alive. Hallelujah. When we sold ourselves free of charge to sin and to Satan, to lust, to greed, to pride, he came, looked for us. He bought us back with the blood of his only son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Having became or become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I've come to tell you this morning, you have no rights to your life. You have no right to your life. I have no right to my life. It is whatever God desires to make of it. The scripture says, he is the potter. We are the clay. The potter decides what he makes of the clay. The clay does not dictate how he wants to be made. We are all fearfully and wonderfully made, even if you don't like yourself. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor you belong to him. Come on, tell him you belong to him. Not only are we his people, Not only are we the sheep of his pasture, we are also his representative on the earth. My daughter was going for a ballet recital, and I said, recite the song. You know, this is something you pay money for. And she was singing the song, and then I heard Santa in the song. I said, but you know Santa doesn't exist. You know that Santa is a lie. She said, yes, but it's in the song. So I have to sing it. Then the brother interjected. He said, actually, Santa is our parents because they are the ones that buy our toys. Nobody comes in the night. I said, go on. Now you understand. Santa is a lie. And those of you who carry your children to go and see one man with white beard and, you are creating an impression as a child of God. God is the Santa because God is the provider. He's the one that gives you gifts. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are his representatives on this earth. We are his representatives in the lives of our children. We are his representatives in the life of our spouse. We are his representatives at our jobs. We are his representatives in our marriages. We are his representatives in our families. Tell your neighbor, represent well. Come on, say it like you mean it. Represent well. Hallelujah. As the sheep of his pasture, he leads us. I've said this time and time again, and I'll say it again. As long as we are willing to follow, God is ready to lead. As long as we are willing to follow, God is ready to lead. Not only does he lead us, he provides for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of my enemy, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The shepherd leads you to a prepared table. No wonder the Bible says the one that loads us with benefit on a daily basis. Hallelujah. He alone is the source of our blessings. Never forget that. A Chinese proverb says that when you drink from the stream, remember the spring. Huh? Do you understand that? Huh? When you drink from the stream, remember it, where it came from. The spring. Spring, where it springs from. So when you are enjoying the goodness of life, remember the source. When you remember the source, then you will treat that goodness well and you will appreciate the source. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 4. Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. Those of us who are Africans here, you know, those of you who have visited Abalis before, you go there and they begin to make noise with their whatever instrument is in their hand. And they begin to say all kinds of stuff. They begin to, you don't know that they stole it from the church. They stole it from the kingdom. Because when you enter his court with praises, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory, the Great I Am, the Mighty Redeemer, the Everlasting God, the Alpha and the Omega, Jehovah Sikenu, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Mekadishkem, you begin to eulogize him. You begin to call his name. You begin to magnify him. God is going to be ready and say, what do you want? God is worthy. Enter his courts with praise. Enter with thanksgiving. Give thanks to him as you wake up. Give thanks to him while you are sleeping. Give thanks to him as soon as you are about to lay down. Give thanks to him even when things don't seem to be going the way you expect them to go. Let me tell you something. The moment you begin to complain, you send the presence of God away from your atmosphere. But when you want to begin to praise him, solutions to your problem will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the children of Israel. You know why we are better than the children of Israel today? I will tell you why. Let me destroy some people's theology here. The children of Israel only feel the presence of God when they are before the ark of the covenant. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's when they are in awe. But that's not the same with you and I. Amen. We are carriers of his presence. We carry his presence everywhere we go. Praise the Lord. Are you not glad to be a New Testament believer? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the Bible says that the lesser is blessed by the greater. Right? We look up. Give. But we sing praise and bless God. Because we realize is the source of everything we will ever need. And he's the only one who can meet all those needs. So when the scripture says, bless the Lord, it is saying, acknowledge him, accredit him, recognize him, confess with your words, confess with your deeds, confess with your offering that God alone is the source of all true happiness and the blessings of life. I think I'm only preaching to two people here today. Hallelujah. When you realize this and understand it, you will have no choice but to give God thanks all the time. Hallelujah. You see, it's impossible to be in right relationship with God and not praise him every day. It's impossible. If you have to be reminded to praise God, it's probably because you are none of his. That's the truth. If you belong to him, you don't need anybody to tell you to praise God. I've not seen anybody come out during offering time and dance like crazy here. Our little children, they demonstrate it to us every time. I remember when my youngest son was younger than what he is now. The moment he hears the keyboard, banga, or music, he's coming to the front. Right to the very front. One day, the ushers wanted to stop. Some of you will still remember. I said, leave him alone. That's what we are supposed to be doing. And he would dance. He doesn't even see anybody. He would dance. The moment the music is over, he's gone. But we We have become overly psychedelic. I'm too much to dance for God. But if calamity strikes, we demonstrate. You know, African people demonstrate. Huh? It's amazing. When white people go through challenges, God forbid, somebody who just lost their child and they are crying like, not African person. African man or African woman, especially the women. You will see drama. You will see rolling. You will see sensation. Everything. Huh? It's only the Africans that they are burying somebody and crying as if want to go with the person, want to fall in, and people are holding back. Don't go. No, no. I've never seen anybody they left that jumping. God have mercy. Hallelujah. Our gratitude to God must be in a very unique way, with passion, with zeal. I don't have time. I have to rush. I have a lot of things to say here. When you display gratitude, it is an evidence of a proper understanding of who God is. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? When you display gratitude, it shows the proper understanding that you are, yes, I know who this God is in my life. Verse number 5. If you want to know why you should give him gratitude, if you want to know why he is worthy of praise, look at what verse 5 says. Come on, somebody read with me. That alone is enough to give him praise forever. Because God is good. Because God is not a man. Men can be good in the morning and they are bad in the afternoon. Then they are good again in the mid-afternoon. Bad again before sun goes down. Then they are good in the midnight. You know what I mean? May God have mercy. So it's imperative to give God praise for his eternal love. Because he is good. In him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Everything about him is good. You remember that songwriter? Everything about him, everything written about him is great. Everything. It's only the fool that says there's no God. It's only the fool that says God is not good. Nobody else qualifies for gratitude apart from God. And he doesn't want to share his gratitude with anybody. Huh? The gratefulness you need to give to God, you now substitute it and give to man? Who art thou? Let me give you a scripture. It says in Isaiah 42 verse 8, I am the Lord. That is my name. I am the Lord means I'm over all. I'm above all. I'm all in all. No wonder it's called the Almighty. He says, my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images or to a mortal human being. Emphasis mine. Let me quickly give us three things that will help us to always be in an attitude of gratitude. And I pray that you take this to heart. My time is almost fast spent, and I'm going to try and speed this up. Number one, be aware of God's goodness in your life. Be aware of God's goodness in your life. What may be wrong in your life? You see, don't be tempted to see nothing but only things that are wrong in your life. Is somebody getting me? Don't be tempted to that, oh, the only thing you see is just the things that are wrong. Don't make wrong things your reality. Do you know? You that you are not even happy with what you have and where you have, where you are. Your present reality is somebody else's prayer point. Huh? You know that? Those of us who come from Africa, your sister, your brother, or whoever back home, that you are telling, things are not easy. Things are not easy. They will be praying. If I can just be in your position, let things not be easy for me too. Somebody went back to his village and he was building houses. And every time they will ask him for things, he say, things are not easy. When he comes, he will come with a new car. Ah, brother Olu, things are not easy. And another person in the village now wanted to travel. The elders now gather to pray for him. So they now use Brother Olu to pray for him. They say, as it's not easy for Olu, let it not be easy for you too when you go there. Olu goes and come back, he builds houses. Let it not be easy for you too and come and build house. Because what you say is your reality is somebody else's prayer point. Somebody who is beating their children anyhow. You this bad child. You this and that. And somebody is saying, Lord, just give me a bad child. Think about it. Living in America. Do you know how many people want to come to America? Some people are on the train from Honduras this morning to enter America any which way. And they are ready to cut your grass. They are ready to fetch water for you. They are ready to eat your leftovers. You are in a country where everything works. Maybe the justice is not perfect, but where you are coming from, there was no justice. Huh? Like the Igbo person will say, he's an imamadu. You know, if you don't know somebody, you are done for. Huh? Yes, the justice here may not be perfect, especially for black people. Let's call a spade a spade. You know? But where we came from originally, when the police stop you on the way, where is your particulars? And you even show the particulars and say, no, it's not complete. Your insurance is expired. No, it's not. Read it well. And he cocks his gun and say, if you don't give me something, I will kill you now. Huh? You are in a country where you can say anything you like. Even in democratic countries in Africa, go and say anything you like. If they will not Mugabe, Somebody shout hallelujah. You live in a country where your ideas can really become a reality. Where you can dream. And your dream can become a reality. And every day, everything you do is complain. You complain about your boss at work. Somebody doesn't have a job. I was sharing with my wife. I read a story. I don't know how many of us read it. This boy, I think it was in Kenya. He was begging on the street. There was traffic. And he went to this car. And he was begging. Then suddenly he looked inside the car. He saw this woman hanging a tank of oxygen on her neck and a generator in the car. The woman was using the oxygen tank to breathe. The boy said, "What is all that?" The woman said, "That's what I used to breathe." The boy that had nothing, guess what this young boy did? A 10-year-old boy. He started crying. Why was he crying? He thought his own situation was the worst. But now he saw somebody who cannot even breathe by themselves. He took passerbys to console this boy. And what pained him the most was that I can't help this woman. He would have loved to help her. Have you noticed that those who don't have are the ones that help the most? Homeless people, they are more helpful than people who have homes. Give a homeless man $10. He's going to look for other people to share it with. But give somebody more than enough. They will scan it and can it, seal the can and sit on the can. Somebody say, "God, have mercy." Think about these things. Think about things you need to be grateful for. Number two, count your blessings. Take inventory. You know that song? When upon life billows you are tempest storms, when you are discouraged thinking of, name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. From time to time, pause. From time to time, take a chill pill and just look at what God has done for you. It should elicit deep praise. Stop concentrating on what you want, what is not there, what you are missing, what is wrong. Concentrate on what is right. So many things that are right in our lives. That spouse you don't like, take time, write things about your spouse that you like. then write things that you don't like. Believe me sincerely, you will find out that that list, what you like outweighs what you don't like. Number three. You see, for some people, they don't even open their voice to thank God. Some people, it's so easy for them to open their voice to thank God. And for them, it ends there. Gratitude goes beyond that. Gratitude goes beyond singing. Amen? Let me quickly share this with you. A man, rich man, very miserly. Sir, you don't even give. You don't do this. He said, why are you people worrying me? At least you know that when I die, I'm going to give everything to charity. Why do you have to wait until you die? Charity is here in front of you. Right now. Huh? Give to advance God's project. My church members here, you know I've said it time and time. When you have to wait for somebody to beg you for what you already know that you can do before you give. You may give, but God will look at your heart. In churches all around the world, I've been in some where congregations are manipulated to give. We don't do that here. And God forbid we do that here. Because it's not going to glorify God. Primarily, I don't want to do anything that will not allow me to sleep well in the night. You understand me? Because a manipulator knows he's a manipulator. The one that is manipulated may not know. But one thing is certain here. Wisdom Assembly, you will receive the truth. I will tell you what God says. Advanced kingdom projects. You can see it. Be a blessing to the less privileged around you. Share out of the blessing that God has blessed you. There are some of us here that I know, they pay people school fees back in Africa. Under the umbrella of Wisdom Assembly. I can't stand here and boast. If I boast, my boast is in the Lord. The little I have, my wife and I, we're always willing to share. There are people also that we send to school every month. There are people who depend on us on a monthly basis. How much do we have? But because it's the will of God, there are people among us who are suffering. Some, they won't be able to dish. Their shame won't allow. And I don't know why they are ashamed. God has blessed you so that you can be a blessing. God has blessed you so that you can be his ambassador. I've shared with us before. What you have, what you are blessed with, can either make you enter heaven or hell. Jesus said, because you have done it to one of these, you have done it to me. But when we look and see and overlook, as it was my business, because what we will say, me too, I'm struggling. But no, no. But our struggle is not on the same level. Can you alleviate my own struggle a little bit? Praise the Lord. Be a blessing while you are still alive. Don't be like Mr. That and That, who says, you know, when I die, I'll give everything to charity. Whatever God has blessed you with, take action. Advance God's kingdom in the name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads.